my father, my grandfather, and generations back were basically fishermen. That was their primary occupation, although there were side things during the season when it was a little cold or a little rough. But basically that meant that, you know, during the scallop season, what we had for dinner were scallops, and what we had, you know, when my father went out on the trawler or, you know, whatever kind of fishing he was doing, it was always catch of the day. And it wouldn't always be the fish that we see in stores, but it might be a dinner having the roe, you know, of the fish, the eggs, or sometimes him coming home with the tongues and cheeks of codfish or of halibut. So we had a variety of meals, and along the way, too, it meant sometimes having some less popular species. Mussels are really big now, but when I was growing up 40, 45, 50 years ago, it was considered trash. And so, you know, we learned to eat some of the trash fish as well. It's what was came home in the net or the bucket, depending on, you know, what he was doing. Basically, what I learned was, eating those species that, are close to home. You know, something that you can just pull right out of the water nearby. Another one was bluefish. In the summertime, we'd get bluefish. It's a little more oily, but it tastes great. When I'm buying food or eating out, I do try to eat those things that are more local, you know, grown more locally, or harvested locally, depending on, you know, which it is. When I go to restaurants, I like to know where they get their shellfish. And a lot of places, you know, the particular restaurants that I go to, because I know I actually know the fishermen that supply those restaurants. And when you know who the fishermen are, you don't know necessarily where their shellfish beds are, but you know you can depend on that they're fishing in the right places and obeying the laws. The fishing industry has been forced more and more to adopt quotas because some of our species are being over-harvested, and there are some species that are ignored. So when you can, you know, in New England, you know, we could go for the cod, but the cod that are being harvested are smaller in size. So I look for other things other than cod, you know, or halibut, which would be the two biggest ones this time of year. I will go for the bluefish when I can get it. Like I said, it has a richer flavor, but it's not one that most people will go for. It's not their first choice. And so bluefish, although still popular, is underutilized in restaurants, underutilized just in the general, you know, fish market. And instead of, you know, some of the, like, clams or quahogs or oysters, you know, mussels are good. There's a razor clam that's good. They all have good flavor, just a little bit different texture, basically the same preparation. So I go with the underutilized species, hoping that some of those other, you know, my one choice can help at least a little bit in the overall scheme of things. You know, the cod is disappearing from our waters, and that's kind of ironic that, you know, it's Cape Cod that's named after the codfish.